Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
The final episode tomorrow, or starting the scenes or whatever, anyway.
Actually, you've already shot, I think, at least one scene.
Yeah.
From the finale. Just because of where they were, they decided, let's just kind of have them do these pages, too.
So is it now, like, the final kind of few, like, the month or whatever, they just kind of cram it in? Are you in scenes from, like, a bunch of different episodes at the same time?
Right now, it's not too bad. I mean, there's still stuff we owe from previous episodes, or certain things that might have gotten rewritten and reworked to fit everything in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. I got red pages yesterday because the finale is printed on red.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so you can't photocopy it.
Ah, yeah.
And even pages that have scenes that I'm in that I'm working on Monday and Tuesday, they didn't even print up the whole page.
Really?
Just that, like, if the scene is just like some type of scene description that's only a quarter of the page or so,
uh-huh,
it's just that portion of the actual page that they printed. So even like my name that's usually get watermarked all the way across it is cut off as well. It's just like that little segment.
Really?
So you still don't know what's going on?
So they're being pretty strict then?
Very strict, for sure. This is the least amount I've been given on any script ever. I think at some point we're going to get a whole script.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to, at least, especially now that Beth and I are doing this thing where we read the scripts.
That's
going to
happen. It should make a fun podcast.
Well, this is what happens to me.
You guys might actually have to do a true post-episode podcast.
Well, there always is a plan to do post-podcast because there are certain changes that happen to the script over the course of the season that we thought we might then talk about, you know, certain things like this idea they had early on and they ditched it for some reason, or this happened and that happened. And I think some of that stuff is kind of might be interesting for people to hear as the story changed as the year progressed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, you've listened to podcasts, have been on podcasts for years. What does it feel like to actually have your own podcast now?
It's interesting. It's more work than we anticipated.
Yeah.
When you start like going like, ah, man, you can't just... Because then the first one we did, and then like, all right, this looks like it's going to be fun. And then when we actually start putting them up places, we're like going, oh, no, we're low energy. Oh, no, we need music here or something. So always that things that you got to work on and try and tweak it and make it more presentable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a continuing, evolving project. But it's a lot of fun, though.
Have you handled some of the criticism?
Have you guys gotten any criticism yet?
I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
I ignore most of it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the best way to go about it, because...
Well, we were talking to Beth yesterday. I like the one where you guys were talking about your relationship and how you guys were... Because people didn't know who you were. A lot of people thought she was Evangeline Lilly.
People thought
right, exactly.
And I like how...
And part of that was based on you guys. Everyone wants to know our origin story.
Right.
Well, Beth claimed that Jack and I are lovers yesterday. Yeah. So.
Well, that's been an ongoing thing. But I come on. I just come on. I can be better.
I'm not that ugly. Oh,
you're
thanks,
nice.
Jorge. I appreciate it.
What did Jorge say?
Jorge agreed with you.
Well, come on.
You're not each other's type.
I like when I go out to the beach. I like to get a little sun.
Oh man. So I mean, we've been this whole 30 hours. We've been theorizing and everything about this season and where we're at so far.
Okay, wait.
What?
Let me ask you.
Tell you what. I got a crackpot theory. I was gonna save it for my show, but I'm gonna throw it out for autism.
Wow.
All right. Nice.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, we should do donations. People have to donate.
I still think it's great that someone from the show has a crackpot
some money
theory.
For him to say it.
It's, It is a crackpot theory, so treat it with as much kindness as you treat Jax.
Oh, no. You're getting some hate mail. Good.
But okay, we can do that. We can make it a challenge like how by the end of the hour or something.
How what do you think's fair, Jorge, for your crackpot theory?
This is your show. You tell me.
All right, we'll say $108. $108. You donate $108, Jorge will give his crackpot theory on the Autism Speaks podcast, and that money will go straight to Autism Speaks and help the cause. So it's a win-win situation, people.
Everybody wins.
So the second we get
$108. $108 has to be a time limit to that, then, because that's not that much. We got to be like $108 in the next.
So maybe $1,000.
5 minutes.
In the next.
Do you want to do a cumulative?
Okay, let's find something in between, maybe.
Hey, wait, Ralph got $3,000.
Ralph got $3,200 in an hour.
For the Dharma Laws reunion?
Yeah.
Now, someone was lying during that time that they'd already hit the mark.
Ralph's throwing down the gauntlet of... All right, so, okay, then how about let's do $500 in the next 30 minutes? Can we do that? I think that's...
Starting now.
Right. 4:46 Eastern Standard Time. We need to raise $500. $500 for Jorge to say his crackpot theory. So if you want to hear it, you got to donate.
Yeah. All right. Wait, how much for
and
mine?
And on top of that, it's this. This is to hear it at all. Because...
There we go.
If that is... Now, regardless of whether you think it's good or bad, when you hear it, you're not going to know what it is. Ever. I'm not going to say it on my podcast. I'm not going to say it anywhere.
Ooh.
At this point forward, if it doesn't get you $500.
Wow.
Alero,
right there. It'll never be released. It'll never be said.
Alero just had a good point. He said, how much would people donate for me never to give a crackpot theory again?
For you never to give a... Nah, people just want to hear your crackpot theory.
Right?
He's got it on his wallet.
So, folks, if you want to hear this crackpot theory, you gotta donate right now. Donate whatever you can. You have to lpdonate@gmail.com, or you can also do the Autism Speaks website. And so go to it right now. You have 30 minutes or 29 minutes.
And you'll never hear it.
All right, so we'll get back to the conversation. Colleen, will you keep us up to date once we reach 500?
Yeah. All keep right. Running a ticker on the forum thing. A chat, sorry.
Yeah, tell us when we reach it.
Well, just keep us going.
No, you don't want it. Okay.
We don't want to.
All right, we'll do it 30 minutes, and we'll see if we reach it or not. How about that? We'll do that.
Oh, well, we can do it blind? Okay.
We'll do it blind.
Right.
We'll do it blind.
That way they won't know.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremiah number
Colleen,
two.
Text.
The second Jeremiah after
Colleen. Colleen, text me if you reach it. Text me. I just got to know myself.
You got to be spoiled.
Are you still there? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
All right. So, So, do you like, as a fan, where because you're at the end now, are you feeling okay with it, or you're nervous?
I'm not quite at the end yet.
Okay, but are you a little bit nervous, or are you do you have faith in the final episode once you finally get it?
I do. This last season has really been a kind of a cool journey. Couple great origin stories. I've enjoyed the way it's been going, and adding this new element to the sideways has also been a kind of a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
And I think the sides have been fun. It's just the thing that kind of threw everybody for a loop is when Damon and Carlton said not to consider them or try not to think of them as an alternate reality, which just made everybody, you know.
I still call them that, though.
What? You still call them alternate
reality? It's easier for me to refer to it as an alternate reality than a flash sideways, although I've gotten better at it. It's become now habit for me to be able to say flash sideways.
Yeah.
I think you got me saying flash sideways.
Okay, you said that's how they say it on the script, right? The flash sideways.
Yeah, that's how it started. Yeah.
Well, it feels alternate reality. I mean, it feels like the thing I threw it for loop is if Ben was on the island when Jack blew up the bomb, then had to get off the island.
Right.
Which I think is a big question. So, but who knows? I mean,
I think if you blew up the bomb, does it change right at that point? So everything was the same beforehand, or did that affect stuff that happened before as well for some reason?
See, that's the thing, though. I think it would have to be that way to change things before in order to allow Ben and his father to leave the island. I think that's...
Yeah.
Or the bomb had nothing to do with it at all, and it was something else completely.
Well, you know, in that...
Well, the island sank, and then a boat came by and picked everybody up who was floating in the water.
Yeah.
And except the people who were stuck in their houses who went down with the island.
Yeah.
You had to be, like, outside at picnics and stuff to be able to survive.
Now, in that scene where Ben's with his dad, and he's giving the TV dinner and stuff like that, a lot of people have said they don't think Ben really believed his dad was coherent or really... He was, like, senile when he was talking about the island. Ben was looking at him like, yeah, Dad, okay, the island. That Ben doesn't remember being on the island.
Oh,
right.
We had a lot of emails about that. I said, I didn't think about that. And I said, wow. I go, maybe he doesn't remember being on the island. Or maybe his dad was kind of losing it.
That's interesting. That kind of, there's something that kind of gives me an idea of something, but I can't really talk about it until we get a few more episodes in.
Okay, fair enough.
But that, you know, if you take the information you get later and apply it to Ben's dad, it might work.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Where do you stand on Sawyer's stanky boxers?
Dude, that's general enough for you. They're really stinky. I mean, we caught it when we saw it. And then
really?
So I had to go. I went into work the next day. And,
uh-oh.
Did we lose him? No.
And that was going to give him...
Oh, wait, hold on.
He's back. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, you got cut off for a second.
Okay.
So we didn't hear what you said about going into work.
So we saw it on the show. I went in the next day, and I was... I brought it up to him. First, I was like going... by the way, I told him that I thought it was great in that episode.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
but what was up with your shorts? And he was like, wait, what are you talking about? And I was like, I mean, it looks like you sat in something or you made a terrible, terrible mess. And he hadn't seen the show yet. So I went online to the Lost Media Gallery where the screen caps go up right away. And I grabbed a couple of them when they came out to show them when we were shooting. And, he laughed. He thought it was pretty funny.
They are pretty. I mean, I still wonder who in the wardrobe department decided to make them look like that, you know?
Yeah, I liked Damon's line, like, saying, like, perhaps he just had to grab something that was in the drawer.
Yeah, exactly. any kind of things, you know, because this is kind of coming to a close here. You guys like doing any kind of rituals for the last season, or have we asked Beth if you guys were stealing any props, or, you know, I mean, anything like that, or
she didn't confirm or deny.
Right. Yeah.
I think you guys. I think you would have to take the Dharma van if you could.
I hate driving that van though.
Oh really?
The one thing that I'd love, but I'm pretty sure, because like, a lot of the stuff already got cataloged for the purpose of the post-show auction.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure one of the big ones would have been the one that I wanted, would have been the flag from the golf course.
Yeah.
Just because it became such an iconic image, and then that became what they cast the toy, mm-hmm. you know, doing too, so...
Well, then you could bid on it on the auction, though, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Or maybe I'll just bid on it. I'll pull a Michael Jackson and take it from you.
Yeah, I just won't be able to bid against some crazed collector who has, like, you know, who's sitting on a pile of money.
Who are you answering? Who's
phone? He's one of the most phones here.
So one of our people that took over for us when we took a nap today
left
his phone. So it's been ringing all day.
How long did you nap for?
3 hours.
Nice.
3 hours. Yeah, so we extended it to 30 hours, and then we took, like, a little nap after 17 hours, I think. Was it 17
Something
hours?
Like that.
And so we're
I didn't want to take a nap at Jay one day.
There's no way I could do 30 hours. Are you kidding me?
No, the nap was good.
Because I feel better now. Last year, I don't remember what we talked about in that last. And we talked for like 3 hours last year, didn't we?
It was a long time.
Me and you?
Yeah, I think so.
I know. I'm not sure how long it was. I just know we just sat and talked until.
Yeah. We've been having the In-N-Out Burger debate again today.
Again?
Yeah, and
it just won't go away.
Oh, but this is his problem. Because you know LAX, there's the In-N-Out Burger right next to LAX.
Yes, yes.
And he thinks it's a problem when you want when you haven't been and you go to LAX.
No, can I speak, Larry?
Okay, go ahead. Speak.
No, my thing is when you get
let's hear it.
When Jay gets on the plane to go to LA or San Diego, and when you land in San Diego, it's not right there.
It is. I don't do it when I'm in. I'm saying when I go to LAX.
You go, I can't wait. I can't wait to land. You know, we're from San Diego, and my mom's husband makes great carne asada.
Uh huh.
Great carne asada. So I'm craving that. He's craving In-N-Out. I'm saying, I don't get it. I don't get why that's the place you have to go.
Well, it's
just a hamburger.
Because In-N-Out is what you can eat on the ride to wherever you're going.
Yeah.
I could eat carne asada wherever I'm going.
Now,
yeah.
No, you said she has to make it, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Exactly.
She has to make it?
Well, they have to make the hamburger.
Are they picking you up at the airport with it?
If I ask.
It's a pain.
I'm the only son.
It's a pain to get them to make that carne asada. It takes them, you know.
Oh, they do it for me.
No, they've never done before. You ask every time, and they have.
Right, now, wait. When you land in L.A., where are you headed?
I have a family that lives, some live in Port Hueneme, and also they live in Antelope Valley. So we always, like, whenever they pick me up, I usually go for Christmas. We go to that In-N-Out right by LAX, and we get In-N-Out. And
but
usually,
that has to be In-N-Outs further out. I mean, that is a busy in and out. I agree.
Yeah.
But there are in and outs between you and where you're going.
Yeah, there is. But that one's it's kind of traditional. It's like the second we get off the plane, we go to In-N-Out Burger and get In-N-Out Burger. You know, it's just kind of
It is special. I mean, in fact, I think I have a picture of Beth poking her head out of a town car in front of that In and Out neon sign because we had the guy who picked us up swing by that drive thru.
See, it's just it's perfect. It's the perfect In-N-Out location right there. You finally get back to California and you get yourself an In-N-Out burger. It's perfect.
All right. I don't understand.
It's the representative burger of California.
Exactly.
I'd go the Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yeah, but see, Western Bacon Cheeseburger is different. I mean, Western Bacon Cheeseburger is good, but it's just not the same. You can get a Western Bacon Cheeseburger outside of California, but like In-N-Out, I guess there's some In-N-Out outside of California, but it's.
You can't get it here.
Hardee's has the Western.
It's not the same.
It's close.
It's
though.
Not.
It's,
the,
similar,
it's not the same.
But yeah, we'll never
and,
go this.
Yeah,
I'll eat there.
The one thing I can't get behind you guys is Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh, they're the best.
I don't love them. I'm a Sourdough Jack guy. Sourdough Jack's my favorite burger there. And I think I was talking to Ralph. Is that they changed the Sourdough Jack from number 5 to number 6 on the menu?
I think the Jack in the Box taco is a big deal because we don't have it here. And if I,
okay.
When I was in San Diego, I didn't go
of
there.
All the other tacos.
When I went to
San Diego, he's just talking about homemade carne asada, and now he's talking about Jack in the Box tacos.
Because it's San Diego. It's a San Diego thing. I'm a San
Not
Diegan.
Not those tacos.
Where Jack in the Box start out?
Jack in the Box is
San Diego,
San Diego restaurant. Yeah,
I think it's because. When I was there, I didn't eat it all. I would have it once in a while, but when you don't, you can't have it. Now I get the whole In-N-Out.
You do get the In-N-Out thing, don't you?
Do. Yeah.
Get it.
You're sentimental.
You win.
It's sentimental.
It is sentimental.
You win.
There's something about going to In-N-Out.
I just want to get a Jack in the Box taco and go to that zoo.
Yes.
And get one of those wax sculptures from the machine.
Yes. Exactly. All right, you guys win. You tricked me, you win.
See, finally, you understand. It's
you got
about,
me when I'm on.
Yeah, we win.
Finally, right. After
next,
thousands
next subject
of years.
To close. What do we got next?
Ketchup.
Issue 2.
We got back into the ketchup and mustard debate. And
all right. Let's hear it. What is it?
Ketchup.
It's mustard. Okay.
Ketchup,
just ketchup and mustard, just like what's better? That's the debate?
Yes, what's better, ketchup or mustard?
depends on what it's for. You can't put corned beef on rye, and you can't put mustard on French fries.
Okay, this is...
What do you like better?
I almost got into a shouting match. Bratwurst, you put spicy brown mustard on bratwurst,
ketchup. Ketchup and onions.
What? Yikes, really? Yeah. On bratwurst?
Yeah. I put ketchup on almost anything.
You put spicy brown mustard.
I like mustard.
What's your ruling, Jorge?
On bratwurst, you should not put ketchup on bratwurst.
See? Thank you.
Normally, I just eat it plain, but if I had a choice...
Honestly, anything with the name Wurst on it should not have ketchup.
That should make it worse.
Because I think there's someone from Wisconsin here who's talking... Where's Jalen? She was saying she puts ketchup on her bratwurst, and she's from Wisconsin. That's like... That's what I'm saying. You should have some self-respect for your bratwurst.
Show some pride.
Come on.
Gotta be true to yourself. If that's what you want, that's what you want.
Yeah, but I'm not that crazy about ketchup.
See?
Well, we don't eat a lot of fast food anymore, so I don't have
ketchup.
Ketchup's
big. Like, when I go to England, they put ketchup on, like, sausage rolls and stuff like that. But, I never get the ketchup on... eggs or hash browns stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
I do hash browns and scrambled eggs.
For scrambled eggs, yeah. I have this cool...
I have to have ketchup on scrambled eggs.
It's a Mrs. Dash Chipotle seasoning that I put in. I put a little bit of cheese.
A big ketchup fan.
Yeah, I think she was shouting from the mountains for ketchup.
Yeah.
And also continue for donations. How much time do we have left? 15 minutes, so continue your donations.
For everyone who likes In-N-Out.
When you get to you have to get to $500 in the next 15 minutes to hear Jorge Garcia's crackpot theory about Lost. And if you don't reach it, you'll never hear it ever. All right, so you can do that at lpdonate@gmail.com. That's lpdonate@gmail.com. And do his personal and send it as a gift so PayPal doesn't take any money out of that. Go to paypal.com, send money to lpdonate@gmail.com, do it as a personal, then go to gift and send it as a gift. So then PayPal doesn't take any money out of it. Also, go to Autism Speaks. That link is on janejack.com. There's a link there, and follow the prompts on the Autism Speaks page to donate your money. You have to get $500 in the next 15 minutes. You can do it. If Ralph can get $3,200.
I think Ralph paid for it himself.
I think Ralph did pay for it, or he had just like people waiting and... But Ralph's gonna do two episodes since he doubled his goal.
Oh, cool!
So he's gonna do a prediction episode and then the post episode episode.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's gonna release one that you did with him. You guys did the.
Well, he's gonna re-release some of the older ones. Yeah. But that's like reruns.
Yeah, it's like a recap of a show you've already seen. Come on.
Why? To get you ready.
Yeah. Get you geared up.
I mean, I've already seen it. Why do I need a recap? seems to be the biggest email we get.
So is, because we were talking to Patrick Labrador yesterday, and he said it's pilot season. Are you looking at any other new shows, or are you going to kind of take some time off after Lost is all done?
I've read a lot of scripts.
Anything interesting?
There were... maybe a couple interesting,
mm-hmm.
out of maybe a dozen. But you know, it's tricky. This is a hard one to follow.
Yeah. It
so
is.
I'm kind of holding out. I think.
Yeah. Is there any cool just ones you saw that I think would be cool shows next year?
There's definitely one I'm definitely looking forward to watching it for sure, whether I get the part or not.
Can you say what it is, or is it, like, confidential?
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Okay. Because Patrick was saying, so they're making a new, what was it called?
Oh,
Rockford Files?
Yeah, Rockford Files.
They're making a new Rockford Files.
All right.
Files. Yeah. And, of course, Hawaii Five-O's being filmed right now with Daniel Day-Kim.
Right. Yeah, I'll watch that for sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen that, like, them filming that anywhere, and then be like, that's weird, it's not us filming.
I haven't. No. Daniel did have a party, though, and, you know, we met some of the people working on his new pilot because, you know, we all went to his house.
Yeah.
And that was kind of...
Who else is going to be on that show? Have they even announced yet? I don't even know.
I met, oh, man. I'm sorry, I gotta go to IMDb for a second.
It's alright, y'all have to do it.
I got a last name, but I can't think of a first name.
Oh, Grace Park's gonna be on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Grace Park's gonna be on Hawaii 5-0?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Just made everyone excited.
We met her at Comic-Con. She is gorgeous. I got her autograph, too. I got her autograph. Behind my Robert Downey Jr. autograph. Your face.
Hey, have you, you watched Battlestar Galactica, right?
Yeah.
Have you watched Caprica?
I started. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end.
No? Have you made the fourth?
William Sadler. I met William Sadler, too. William Sadler from Shawshank?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I started watching it, and I had, like, three on my machine, and I was, like, going, I really got to clear space.
Wow. And so it's already on the verge of being TiVo'd off?
It lost. It might be something for DVD later.
It took me to the fourth or fifth episode to really get into it.
It shouldn't take you to the fourth or fifth. I mean, there's a short season anyways, wasn't it?
Is it already over the season?
I think it's still on.
I heard they were announcing the finale was coming up or something.
They took a break. They were off for 3 or 4 weeks.
They took a break for the Olympics, right?
The Olympics, yeah. Like anybody cared about
it. Now, here's something to talk about. Did you watch The Pacific?
Yes.
Jack did. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Yes.
Oh, that's it?
Thank you. I like
next it. Question. Yeah.
He's such a great conversation.
I'm like Warren Beatty. No, I liked it. I thought it was great. It was a little different though than Band of Brothers. So I said in.
But it was a different war. I think from the opening credits it felt different, and I thought that was awesome.
Well, I think what they did is what I said before was they, in Band of Brothers they spend at least two episodes building up the characters. And you fall in love with the characters. Okay, this guy, you know, and you know some of them are going to die because it's a true story. In Pacific, you don't really get character development, and they're already dying. It was like Saving Private Ryan. I mean, pretty much there, you get a little bit of backstory, but pretty much people are dying. You go, I don't even know who that guy is.
I don't remember the original Band of Brothers having like them enlisting.
No, they just start out at the. They start out in...
They were already in it.
They were in England,
right?
And then they go back and go, that guy, remember?
Right.
And then they go back to Sobel. And then you had that guy you didn't like. I mean, you hated Sobel. And then all the truths. But yeah, you never see him enlisting and stuff.
So I gotta disagree. I do think they developed the characters. I mean, you saw why a lot of people went in. And, like, even having the story, the guy whose dad didn't let him join.
Yeah, but they...
We're assuming we're gonna see more of later, because... He's the Jurassic Park kid.
But you really didn't have it wasn't a lot. I mean, they pretty much about 30 minutes, 20 minutes of them doing something, and then they're already in battle.
Now, when you watched the original Band of Brothers, did you watch it when it aired?
Yes. And then I watched it again and again and again and again. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, I didn't watch Band of Brothers until it was out on DVD already.
Yeah, I think I told you I watch it. My wife and I watch it every Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas.
It's our Christmas movie.
It's really uplifting.
Yeah. It just, I swear I cry.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life and Band of Brothers.
I don't want to spoil the end, but I cry every time at the end. I get choked up.
That's good. I'm curious. Yeah, what's a movie that you watch at least once every year?
For me, it's Ghostbusters. I watch it like all the time.
You do? Like all the time?
Not all the time. I watch it probably 2-3 times a year.
There's movies
really?
All the way through. Yeah.
Wow.
I got it on Blu-ray for Christmas, so I've watched it. I've watched it already once this year, and the Blu-ray is cool. It's weird getting like old movies on Blu-ray, but it's cool actually. The Blu-ray putting just regular DVDs in it up converts. It makes your DVDs look awesome too.
Yeah.
Are you talking about a movie that I actually go out and get off my butt and put it on DVD, or just on TV?
No, I meant like, you know, there's certain, like, well, there's one movie that's called Mon Oncle that I'll put on at least once a year and watch it again. I don't know if it was when I first saw it that everything around it was special, that it's special to me, or what, but it's like I'll always like break it out and put it on and give it a watch at some point during the year. I'll be like, you know, it's always a moment, the movie that you go, oh, you know what, I haven't seen that one in a while, let's go put that on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Ghostbusters is probably it for me there. And then I think also That Thing You Do, somehow that movie's always on and I'll watch it every
time.
Yeah,
I'll watch it every time it's on.
Also, okay.
We even got the extended version.
We're at the 5 minute mark. So 5 more minutes to make your donations. Go to jayandjack.com and there's plenty of options there on the first post. Gotta get $500 in the next 5 minutes. The next 5 minutes. Or Jorge will never, ever give this crackpot theory. Ever. He's holding it ransom. All right.
Going back to Pacific, did you think it started out, it's going to live up to Band of Brothers, the way it started out?
Yeah, I'm excited for it, too. The beginning interviews were great.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how badly we were getting our butts kicked on that side of the war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, we were pretty well damaged. I mean, they...
Well, it was just very, like, you know, it's just like an island, and it was just throwing just bunches of people at each other, and there was no...
Different type of war,
too. It was a different type of war, and it's just crazy. And it's the one that's usually overlooked, but that's where the most Americans died, was in the Pacific, right? If I remember correctly.
I would think so.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Let's see. Do we want to talk loss? Can you talk any loss? I mean, like, I feel like you can't really answer any questions.
I mean, you can ask. I don't know what okay. I won't know until you ask.
I have a question. What's in the sub that's locked behind the two locks?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay. I've asked everyone else. I had to ask you.
Also, okay, will Man in Black's name live up to the hype of wanting to know?
The hype of not knowing his name?
Yeah, exactly.
We asked Damon this, and he gave us no answer.
Yeah, I have to side with Damon on the no answer, because it's better not to explain it either way. Because the reveal is good.
So okay, the reveal is good.
Well, I can't ask him the next question then.
What was your next question?
Well, is he one and the same?
Oh, what does it rhyme with? Oh.
Let's see. What rhymes with Jacob? Let's see.
Is it? It rhymes with Jacob.
Is it Mulva?
Mulva.
For you Seinfeld fans.
Crap, now I forgot what I was going to ask. Dang, I had another last question. You got one?
Well, all the ones I have, you can't answer.
Just ask it. 2 minutes left, people. 2 minutes.
All right, what do you think about the theory that it could be, Okay.
Well, let's see. Okay, somebody asked, will we ever know why Hurley can talk to dead people? I saw that one.
Why?
Will we ever know how or why he's able to talk to dead people?
Oh.
Or is it just Jacob he can talk?
Well, he's talked to other dead people, as we've seen.
And we see a Charlie.
And we see a Charlie playing chess with Mr. Echo.
But were they really...
I don't know.
Were they really Echo? Were they really
Hold
Charlie?
Hold on, let him talk. What'd you say?
I don't know. I guess perhaps someone gave him a gift.
Okay. Someone gave him a gift?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't think they're going to address why. I think he can see dead people because they maybe reveal themselves to him.
Huh?
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
I've got a motto going. I don't know.
What is it like to see the Skeletubby in person? Claire's creepy.
Oh, that's what they're calling it?
Yeah,
that's great.
Teletubby.
It was weird. When I first saw it, I wasn't sure what it was. I thought it was going to be some doll that the other children were playing with, because we were shooting at the temple at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I was like, man, they even make their own dolls here. And then it got turned around, and it had these like teeth and stuff. And then I was like, what is it? Because it was Rob Kiker, our prop guy, was bringing it to get approval from Jack Bender. And I was like, oh, is that? That squirrel baby? I was like, oh, come here, take a picture.
It's all Claire had.
Yeah, I can kind of see it, but still, it's creepy.
You're picking her, but it's all she had.
45 seconds, people.
Yeah, I like how it was like, and you know, it's kind of through, you have to see it through something, you don't quite get a good look, and...
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
It freaked me out.
20 seconds. You have some tweeting birds in the background? It sounds so peaceful and
nice. I live in Hawaii.
It's true.
The party's over.
We do our birds. I want to talk about the red shirt for a second.
Yeah, it's true. The red shirt.
Everyone's so concerned about this red shirt I'm wearing. By the way, thanks for noticing that I was wearing that red shirt last season under my Dharma uniform.
Ah.
The same shirt.
Time's up.
For like a season and a half.
Time's up. We'll let you to finish the story, and then we'll get into if they made the mark or not. But anyways, continue. So red shirt.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of what I wanted to say.
Oh, you are? Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you had more you wanted to say about it. I'm sorry.
I have been wearing it for a longer time than you realize. So far, so good.
We can't catch everything.
It's only a matter of time. It's like it's like you're testing fate every single day. Every single day.
People
you have
are
to
worried. They're really upset.
It's okay. There will be a change in wardrobe coming.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the point now. It's like, how can you change? There's no like dresser drawer available. You know, to you. You guys are on the run.
Well, you know, we're pretty good at somehow finding old laundry and stuff.
There's no clean boxers.
No clean boxers, but...
Yeah, yeah. Billy's been going commando for a long time now.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of which, like, the wardrobe, why do they always make everybody wear, like Sun wears, like, was like wearing a jacket or whatever? Isn't it hot and sticky and humid?
Yeah.
Or is that just their own style choice they want people to...
It's, No, it... I mean, there are certain... We've definitely been outfits that we've looked at when we're shooting and going like, man, you're still in that? Like, why? Like, Frank Lapidus is still in his uniform. And that includes, like, the shoes that pilots wear, which are, like, dress shoes.
Uh-huh.
He's been walking around the jungle in dress shoes. I mean, there hasn't been a pair of boots anywhere that he could find. Something that he can, you know, work with a little better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess, you know, we need to keep them in uniform because we got to know who's going to fly that plane out.
I guess if it's that, or how in the world is Sawyer going to drive a submarine? Unless he just puts a gun to the submarine driver's head.
That's what's going to have to be.
Yeah, I guess so, but still it's just like...
Or he knows who's behind the two locks.
Yeah, or he knows that.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah. I don't know what the cockpit of submarine looks like to even know if it's just, you know, dive.
All right. Colleen, do you have an update?
Back.
Hey, Jorge.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going well.
Good, good. I have updates for everybody. PayPal is up to $4,068.73. The Autism Speaks website has collected $9,857.36. The eBay auction is actually up to $5,243.50, which is crazy. There's been 341 bids placed. And again, those... Actually, Jorge, there's a couple of things that you signed that are up on on auction. I think you have three things that you signed that were are being auctioned off right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of fans sent me stuff to sign for your guys' thing. It was kind of cool that, you know, they, you know, everyone trying to get something in on that auction that they did. That was nice.
Well, they were asking what they could do to help, and I said, well, you can try. And they were able to get it back in time.
Yeah, it worked out well. I mean, all the stuff, and the Tara statue standing by Damon and Carlton, too. I mean, that, too. And
yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff. So, Colin, did we meet? Yeah. Did we reach the $500?
Yes. Our total right now is $21,407.59, which means we, I believe, we raised $1,065.
Oh, wow, in 30 minutes.
We get that, Larry. Still a little behind Ralph.
Thank you.
Not bad. There we go. Good job, everybody. All right, Jorge, I think you're going to catch up to Ralph. I think you can do it.
I think you can do it.
Oh. Do you want a drum roll? Hold on, I got a drum roll.
Buddy, when you think.
Hold on, I got it.
Wait, that's just supposed to be for me.
You can have one, too.
can I borrow it?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I'll give it right back.
Okay. I'm a little...
Okay, certain people have been wondering why the smoke monster stuck on the island, yet Jake, how is he able to get off the island? My theory is he goes to the lighthouse, pulls the chain, and when where he wants to be comes in the mirror, he goes through it.
Oh. Wow.
And that's your crackpot theory?
And I'm sticking to it.
All right.
That's a great one.
That is good. That's good. I like it.
I wish I would have thought about that.
Yeah, and it works for the Alice in Wonderland thing.
Yeah, that's a great theory.
That's good. I like it. But that means somebody's got to replace. Well, he's dead anyway. But if they wanted to leave the island again, he has to get the grass back in there.
Because Jack smashed them all up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now he's stuck, maybe.
Well, actually, you see, walking up the lighthouse, did you see, like, any extra spare mirrors in there?
Right.
Put in there?
It was great, because, like, shooting the lighthouse thing is, it's just the base when we go out to shoot on the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And the door, and we go, and we open the door, we go in. And then, inside the studio is the actual upper part of the lighthouse, where the mirrors and the chain and all that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like kind of a backdrop of open ocean and sky, you know, all around us as we do it. So we're kind of ducking down and then straightening up and then climbing up to make it look like we've been going up all these stairs to the top of the lighthouse. And we're like doing like jumping jacks and, I don't know, different squat thrusts, jump running in place and just kind of make us seem as tired as we could be, like we actually went up all those stairs.
Uh-huh. Did they have the spray sweat too?
We did a lot of spray sweat, and they also had like a light fan blowing to create a sense of breeze coming off the ocean.
Nice. Very nice.
I got a question. When you first got the script for that, because I know us Lost fans, we said the same thing. Did you go, wait, there's a lighthouse on the island? Wouldn't we have seen it? Did you ask the writers about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's the island is bigger than we realized. I'm guessing none of us have been able to actually do a lap around it completely. Just the way there's more stuff coming up, which is parts of the island that we've never seen before as well.
Okay, that's just a question a lot of people ask.
You just kind of had to give them that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me, but a lot of people...
How much fun was it to do, like, some old-school Season 1 bonding with Jack or Matthew Fox on...
It was really cool. I mean, when we knew those scenes were coming, we were pretty excited about them because we knew that there was something up with the Jack-Hurley relationship.
Uh-huh.
After we got off the island, you could see that it was nothing like what it was when they first started Season 1. They were pretty tight, and then...
Yeah.
It's like there's something that broke there. and Hurley's in a mental institution, and Jack doesn't take him seriously anymore, and all that kind of stuff. That to kind of address that a little bit, and to have these moments where they're back together, and I thought was kind of cool.
And what was it like to go back to the caves
and Adam and Eve?
The caves was interesting because they rebuilt them.
Did they?
Yeah, the caves were, the old studio was in this old Xerox building, and that was this big cave that was pretty permanent because we shot there a lot. And that we've moved out of that place for a long time now, so they kind of rebuilt it in a way. And the old caves, there's a bigger change in level in the old caves, because like the Adam and Eve caves are really high.
Yeah.
And the waterfall was on the opposite side, on like a kind of a lower plane. And there was just a whole, it was, because the old caves are kind of almost like built like a natural amphitheater in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And when they recreated the new caves, they just kind of recreated as best they could kind of the gist. They made the couple caves, put Adam and Eve in, they put the coffin that was broken up and stuff. And then behind, instead of, they didn't have a place to put actual running water, so they did the trick they did when we were all in the escape raft thing, which was just running like plastic and wiggling plastic to make it look like there's something.
Oh, really?
In the background.
Oh, that's cool.
And so when we went there, kind of walking around, and you could kind of see, it was just like having something like, okay, this definitely represents it, but you can kind of tell, just like, this came up to me here instead of here. You know, it's like your body memory is a little different, so you can kind of tell that certain things aren't quite right.
Yeah. And for the Adam and Eve, like, talking about that, did you feel that was the writers just kind of bringing up the fact that everyone's been talking about Adam and Eve for a while now?
Yeah, I think it was, it's one of those kind of things that's like, don't forget, you know, it's like, remember, you know, don't stop talking about this, because...
So it was stop talking, it wasn't stop talking about it. It was the continue.
No, it's not stop talking. It's like, those are the little seeds that they keep in because they want to keep certain things. It's like when you watch previously on Lost, the previouslys are, a lot of times there's stuff there that's going to apply to the episode you're about to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there'll be like a clip from like, man, that's a really old clip to put in previously on Lost. That didn't happen last week.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but this sets the tone for something that happens later.
Right.
And it's, they're basically then saying, don't forget Adam and Eve, because we're going to get to them, kind of thing.
Hmm.
Now, what do you think about... this whole kind of, this rift between the man in lock, the Lockies, and the, what do we call the?
Widmores or the
Jacobians,
nerd.
The Jacobians, people that are, where Hurley and Jack and Alfred are, and kind of, and Widmore, like, where do you?
We call them the Nerd Herders.
The Nerd Herders is what we call them, because his mercenaries aren't as mean as the last time he had mercenaries.
Widmore's group, we call them the Nerd Herders?
Yeah. Well,
we stole it from Chuck.
That's good.
But they do. They don't look like the last Mercenaries with Kimi and stuff. Like, they're all like, you know,
yeah. They look like
camouflage.
They actually kill you. And these guys look like, come on, really?
They look
that's
like
a very accurate observation.
So that maybe it's a college student group.
He's take them on a field trip.
Yeah,
come on, guys. It's Widmore's interns.
Yeah, exactly. Study abroad.
He's the new Donald Trump. He's just sparring them one at a time.
So I mean, what do you think about that with them kind of split up right now with Kate and Sawyer and Saeed's kind of.
I think Saeed's gonna be dead soon.
Saeed's not long for this world, I don't think. The way he's.
I think he's dozed
out.
Sad to say.
Remember, we only have 30 minutes left. There's only 30 minutes left in our 30-hour charity podcast for Autism Speaks. So if you have not donated, get those donations
in. Come on, guys.
You know where it is, jayandjack.com. All the links are there. Do it up.
Also, you can send a check, Jay and Jack, P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Make checks payable to Autism Speaks.
But yeah, what do you? How do you feel about that? I mean, if you can like kind of go back to where we were, where we're at now, like, do you think that? Well, actually, what do you think about it? I won't go any further there.
What do I think about?
Like them being split up right now, do you think they're going to get back together, or do you think
we get split up every season from season one with the people on the boat?
But it's the last season.
I think there is a certain joy that the writers get of setting up puzzles for themselves to figure out. Like going, okay, we know these are the Oceanic Six. How do we get them together and then off the island? I do feel definitely is going to come down between, you know, the two sides and who ends up on that side and stuff is, that's really the story for the end, pretty much.
And how cool is it to have Richard Alpert, Nestor Carbonell's Richard Alpert, as part of, like, your crew now, the person you're hanging out with, and you get to ask questions?
It's great. It's great, and he lives down the street, so
oh, he does?
It's been really fun hanging out with him.
Yeah, and you're right about those eyelashes.
Yeah, we checked it out.
We were right. The
you couldn't
when he was on that show Kane for a while,
yeah,
and stuff, it was like going, this might cause some interruption in the Alpert story, and when that show kind of had its run, it got kind of cut off short, but it was kind of. Kind of nice that it made him available to then come out and actually, you know, live out here and be a part of this whole machine.
Yeah.
Well, I like your dialogue you had when you guys were walking to the Black
Rock. Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty. You were asking the questions that we're all asking: how come you don't age, and all the you got your vampire line in there and everything else. It was fun.
I decided to throw that one in and let it actually make the show. That was also another thing that kind of made it feel like season one. Because season one, I got that moment after I'm doing the census and I tell Locke, you know, when he's telling me, it's like, so did you find what you're looking for? And he's like, no one found me. And then I just kind of go, hi, I know I already talked to you. I just want to get away from that guy. And I threw that in because they weren't saying cut right away.
Uh-huh.
And ended up being part of the show.
Do you like have any favorite kind of moments where you improv the line and that made it into the show? Or like, do you have any favorite ones of those?
Those are pretty much it, because
really?
There weren't that many. I can only think of three moments that there was an improvisation. It was two in season one, which is when they asked me and Dom to do a little more filler stuff when we're golfing, which is like when he comes around and he wraps his arms around me and I'm like, get away from me. those other two, vampire and the lock thing.
Now, with the opportunity in the Flash Sideways, do you think or hope that there will be some more Hurley and Charlie interaction or... you know, a happily ever after for, you know, their friendship?
Will they become friends in the Sideways?
Yeah.
Or maybe say goodbye?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I assume that, you know, there is Charlie stuff. So far there isn't anything along those lines in the story.
And can you say you think?
Sometimes Beth thinks wonders if it's spoiling if I shoot ideas down or not. She's like, oh, don't tell him that. I says, well, I can tell him anything that it's not because they'll just come up with a new idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're crazy. We'll just think a thousand different things anyway.
It's what we do.
And she cuts lines at Disneyland,
yeah,
so
she
it doesn't matter anyway.
Cuts.
She's a Disneyland cutter.
She is.
I was going to ask. I forgot now. That's what I get for making fun of Beth.
I know I've asked you this before, but have you ever had a line that you went to the writer and said, I don't want to say this. This is not what Hurley would do. This is not his character. Anything like that?
Perhaps my strongest issue I ever had on this show was... I didn't want to be eating, dipping mango into Old Ranch dressing. It was like in that whole big bucket of ranch dressing scene. And I was like, oh man, really? Come on, guys. And I think they ended up throwing the lime thing that it'll keep for whatever at room temperature.
I think it was 7 years.
Which actually makes it scarier.
It's kind of like eating In-N-Out, right?
No, it's not.
Did you have to? No, In-N-Out. Made fresh daily.
Exactly. That meat is no. It's never frozen.
I was just kidding. You guys win. You win.
That's right. That's right. You give
simmer
up.
Down. Simmer down. Simmer down. I've thrown in the, here, the towel's in. I've thrown it in.
Is there one question you don't think they will answer, like, as one of the big questions?
I don't know. I'm hearing something else. They're going to answer in a way more than they had even realized, but I can't really, or planned or whatever, but I can't really go into more of that.
Okay.
There'll be more stuff. There's a lot of answers that are still going to be addressed, possibly even beyond anything that airs.
Wait, there's going to be more answers after the show airs, you're saying?
We'll see. I mean...
That's a rumor.
Is that that rumor, the encyclopedia or whatever? Would the encyclopedia have it, or DVD, or...?
Yeah, it's a rumor that's out there. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. That's what I'm here to. Okay.
I think we asked Beth this. After your loss is over, are you going to still podcast?
About what?
Anything.
I don't know.
Friday Night Live podcast.
Friday Night Live.
It's become more work than I realized, so it's definitely something I'm passionate about.
Have you started? You haven't started watching Friday Night Lights. It's not on yet, is it?
No, it's not going to be on until end of April or something.
Really?
Yeah,
it's the best season so far. I thought
it is so good.
I was definitely. I've already seen it, but I won't tell you what's going on. But it was the best one.
I might have to figure something else out when I move to the mainland or something.
All right.
I should just have you tape them for me and send them to me.
Let's try and submit the donations for this last half hour. There's been no donations since Jorge answered
Come
the question.
Guys.
So. Come on,
Not one.
So, we need some more donations. We have 30 minutes left. Come on, it's the last. We're almost there.
You can make it, Jay.
We're almost finished.
30 minutes. You can make it.
You can donate to lpdonate@gmail.com, or you can go to jayandjack.com and find the links for the eBay items or the Autism Speaks page. And you can donate there, so we can do this, people.
Come on, guys.
Or
go on the eBay and get something signed by Jorge.
Exactly. There's Blu-ray signed by Jorge.
The season 5, was it in there?
This way.
Signed by 9 actors from Lost that will never be together again, ever.
See how dramatic that is?
Isn't that a good selling point? Am I wrong?
It is. Well, man, yeah. In fact, we were, like, sitting there waiting for Rolly at one point when someone had asked me, like, who do you think you're going to be in most contact after everything's done? And it was like, wow, when you really sit and think about, you know, how we're just going to spread out in the world. Because, like, we're still confined on this island here shooting the show, and then it's like hearing where everyone's going and who's staying, and it's just... We're going to be all over the place now.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who are New York-based, people who are L.A.-based, and there's people who aren't even going to be in either of those two places. It's going to be weird. It's like after you leave college, and it's like, who do you stay in contact with, and all that that's involved.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked a question. You guys maybe going to do a reunion show or a goodbye show?
I don't know. It'd be fun if there was a big group scene in the finale that we can all, you know, hold hands and bow to the camera or something.
Maybe you do like Survivor does at the end of the they
have
announce the winner. You can just
have a great grumble. Interview everybody.
Yeah, just interview people and think what they thought and what happened. Actually, if you guys all want, you can come on our podcast.
Yeah, we'll do that, huh?
Yeah. Right, if you donate.
Come on, guys.
We'll get every lost cast enough.
There we go.
Yeah, so if you guys donate another $10,000, we'll get everybody on the show right now.
Who's ever been on Lost?
Ever been on Lost. Even Carl.
Wow, even Carl?
Well, maybe just his water bottle.
Maybe just his water bottle.
I'm teasing Carl. I like him.
So what's it going to be like, you know, watching the last episode?
I think it's going to be kind of sad. It's going to be weird. It's going to be, first of all, if I'm wondering if just the way I've only gotten portions of script, how much I'm going to know is going to happen. So how much of it am I going to wait to still see what's going to happen? And, I know there's going to be people at the house when we're watching it. And it's like, I'm going to be watching it kind of wishing I was by myself almost. I feel like it's just like, because it's just kind of like has to go through this. Because Andy, I'll probably be standing in the back of the room and watching from a distance.
Yeah, it's weird, you know. I mean, I don't know what it'd be like. What would you probably compare that to, that watching the last episode after it's all done and finished and...
There's nothing I can compare it to. It's just going to, you know, it's going to be its own thing. It's going to be what future things will be compared to. Like, I'll be like, this is kind of like me watching the last episode of Lost. that'll be for other things, other moments later in my life. This is going to be the benchmark.
Yeah.
Do you think Jack?
I did get to do a finale on Becker, even though, but I had only been on the show for 13 episodes.
Yeah, you have to end
so
the show.
It's going to be probably like that times 1,000.
do you think that Jack Shepard will finally cry his eyes out by the time last scene of the show?
I'm pretty sure he's got to. It's not Lost. It's not crying.
I say he's a changed man, though, and he won't.
Oh, I had, by the way... A song parody idea for the people out there who like to do the Lost-related song parodies. I don't know if anyone had done it, but a song called Swimming in Blue Jeans to the tune of Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond.
That's a good one. I like that.
It just wouldn't be Lost once you're swimming in blue jeans.
You got to write it.
I think you need to do it, Jorge. I think that needs to be on. I think it needs to be on Geronimo Jack's beard.
Yeah,
and it'll be on there if you donate $1,000.
All right.
Oh man.
$1,500.
Not really the way our show works.
So is there any, you know, anything else going on right now? Is it just all Lost? All, you know, it's kind of busy and crazy right now, or, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's kind of getting to crunch time where it's just like, you know, you got to be flexible because it's like I was going to go do looping on Monday and then like, oh, no, I'm working on Monday, so I'm going to go to looping, go straight to work on Monday. Just like, you just got to really, now is the moment when you really got to be able to kind of go with the flow and put off appointments and things like that for the next few weeks because this is when... the work gets kind of hairy, and I'm hearing we're going to be wet. And that's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying.
Why aren't we with you this after 6 o'clock?
No, if you have made a decision to tell everybody what we're going to do before
6 o'clock.
All right, so hold on here.
Please stand by.
Hey, why don't you keep talking? I'll talk to Colleen real quick.
Yeah, I don't understand. So on, I know we talked about Life before. You were upset with Life getting canceled, but yeah, you're really gonna enjoy. I don't want to spoil it, but it was.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what he does next.
Yeah, it's
because I've come to enjoy that actor a lot.
Well, they've added some new characters. And it's like your show when you add characters, they just kind of fit right in. These characters fit right in. It's the talent of the actors, but also the talent of the writing and the directing and how they do it. it was just really well done. I mean, I was sad. I was bummed when it ended, and we know next year is probably going to be the last year because they only got a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
So, but maybe it'll be a good thing it ends on a good note instead of.
Yeah. Hold on, because I think in the delay of us talking through Skype, there's confusion. At first, I was talking about the show Life, right?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned Life, yeah. Then I said went to Friday Night Lights.
After having watched Life, I saw Band of Brothers and you know, got to see him doing that. And, yeah, so I am anxious to see what Damian Lewis' next move is.
I think you'd make...
Yeah, Friday Night Lights... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I thought he'd make a great Bond. My wife disagrees, even though she thinks he's hot. But she doesn't think he'd be a right Bond. I think he would. He's got that kind of cool, suave kind of...
We have a good Bond right now.
I'm not saying kick the other... I'm not saying kick him to the curb. I'm just saying if it opens up.
I don't know. I haven't... I don't have the evidence of the Bond swagger in him just yet.
All right.
But that would be something cool to see him do, maybe something along those lines.
Yeah, he's a great actor, though. Damian Lewis. I was so mad that show got canceled. Life?
Oh. I watched it, but I never had time to actually really watch it.
First season of that was great.
Yeah, it was great.
I was watching.
There's a few shows that don't make it past the second season, and I'm always like, "Damn!"
I don't think Flash Forward's gonna make it past the first season. But did you watch the Dom's episode? Flash Forward.
Is that the one that just aired?
Yeah, right. Just aired. Well, you're probably busy. You probably haven't got a chance to see it.
It's on the machine. I got it.
Yeah, it was really good. I think we'll get a kick out of it. But but the ratings weren't too good, so it's kind of worried now. It's not gonna make it. We got 15 minutes left. 15 minutes, people. 15 minutes.
And we handled everything you had to handle.
We have some news on the tickets for the finale party.
Okay.
We have to take them down at 11:59 tonight. So we're going to take them down, or we're going to stop the bidding at 11:59.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
And so we're going to take it down at 11:59, and... So whoever is the highest bidder when we take it down at 11:59 will be the winner of those finale tickets. So, it's kind of changing plans, kind of legal reasons. So we got to take them down at 11:59.
Those lawyers.
Tonight. And the highest bidder at 11:59 at close Eastern time will win the bid. And we'll contact you and work all that
stuff
out.
Almost 6 hours.
6 hours, yeah.
Roughly. Give or take a minute.
Alrighty, so.
We're talking about Life, then we're talking about Friday Night Lights.
Now we're talking about Friday Night Lights. Because he goes to the other school in this season, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Friday Night Lights has been struggling from its start.
Right.
And then when the last season I saw, there was like so much more Applesby product placement and stuff that I was just going like, you know, they're really, really just trying to be able to keep this show on the air, and how much they have to give up for it to continue telling the stories. And it's like, oh, you know, just you know, hang in there, keep it good. And you know,
well, have you ever met someone who's watched it that you've told to watch it that didn't like it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I mean, I've told many times in interviews that it's, you know, my favorite show on TV. And, it's just, you never know what people are going to gravitate towards and what people are going to want. You know, that might be something that, you know, Friday Night Lights might not really get. It's the kudos it deserves until later.
Well, I think the problem is people think it's a sports show, and it's really not. I guess the main theme around it, but it's really not a sports show. It's a people character-driven show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how sports should turn people off anyways, just because, you know, you don't have to. I'm not much of a sports guy on any level, but you know, sports movies and sports, like, you know, fiction and stuff, is always it's a natural drama. You know, it's always there, and it's so easy. And just seeing anywhere where one thing is the life of a whole people.
Right.
You know, you got to get behind that. I mean, it's always like anything that shows people who are passionate and like, this is their life.
Right.
All these
high school
kids,
football.
And high school stories, I think, are always great just because you live and die every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody said on Twitter, it all eBay stuff since it ends at 11:59. No, only the tickets for the finale party, the VIP tickets for the finale party.
Both sets. We have to take
them down. 11:59. Rest of the eBay stuff's gonna stay up, so that's staying up. All right. Jorge, do you maybe want to do like questions from the chat, like just kind of picking them out for the last 10 minutes
sure.
here?
All right.
Do you want to pick them out, or do you want us to pick them out for you?
I mean, if there's something you see that to point out, I mean, I'm watching it too.
You're watching it too? Okay.
Let's see. All right, go. What do Apollo bars taste like? It depends on what they are. Earlier in the seasons, they were essentially Snickers bars, but then later on, they were using these like brown energy bars.
Really?
So they wouldn't melt, because instead of, they were like brown, but they weren't chocolate, so that they kind of like looked like a chocolate bar, but weren't quite a chocolate bar. Like when I'm chewing the bar and I offer some to Sun when she's taking the pregnancy test, that was an energy bar, but it was a chocolate bar when I'm sharing it with Ben, because that's one where we actually had to eat a few of them, so it was better. It's really hard to chew an energy bar and then talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard enough when it was a Snickers bar, actually.
Yeah. Those things are...
As you probably saw in the blooper. Right. Oh, by the way, if you know, the questions go by really fast, so if I don't get to your question, I might not be ignoring it. I might just have already missed it. Oh. All right, go. Next. Why did Rudzinski make the edits? I have no idea. Next. Wait, you could have played any other character. Which one would you pick? My choice? I think it would be fun to hear Ben's lines coming out of my mouth.
Well, he got to do that for you at Comic-Con, right? Didn't they have the fake Michael Emerson trying out for your role? Is that right? From Comic-Con?
Was it my role?
It was your role, yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, he was dude and all that stuff. Yeah, it was your.
Yeah, he. Oh, right. Okay. I like, my favorite part of the moment at the end is where he says, like, you know, it's like, all right, whatever. You guys really think this is going to go? Like, have that kind of moment where he's like going, you do good with your little project. How good are Kimi's eggs? I don't know, but I'm making awesome scrambled eggs, by the way.
Oh, challenge.
Oh, really?
Now, did I hear on your podcast that he didn't actually eat the eggs in the scene?
Well, we were watching them, and we didn't see him actually eating them. We see him like, man, he just chops them up a lot, and he keeps kind of working on it and kind of picking them up on the fork and talking, but you never saw him lift the fork to his mouth.
Okay.
Granted, when you're talking, you have a lot to do. You don't want to add extra stuff to get in your way.
Right.
But he might have just been like, I'm not going to eat these eggs for some reason.
They might have been cold.
Yeah, they probably were.
And there's no ketchup on them.
and then they don't have to keep adding eggs to the plate, too, if you're eating.
Right.
Yeah, true. It's true.
Or having a bucket of to spit in the egg that you're not eating.
Yeah, the food bucket. Are we going to see the Hurley Bird?
Oh, really? Is that a big fish?
That was a
Hurley
Bird.
Is such a big... Okay, you know what?
Huge.
Maybe the Hurley Bird. The Hurley Bird might be the one thing that doesn't get answered.
Oh.
Who knows?
Ruin Lost for everyone.
It'd be great. There'll be a scene with, like, Hurley standing there. It'll be like Snow White, you know, hold his hand out, and the bird will land on his finger.
Oh, man.
What about Cake? Cake was, it was one day, you get together, when we went out to do one of these ABC press things, you got to do a lot of interviews, a lot of on-camera stuff, a lot of press interviews, and then you have you shoot promos for all the affiliates and stuff. And in Wichita, Kansas, there is a, what do you call it? An affiliate that's call letters are K-A-K-E, so they're known as Cake in their market. And so that's why the Cake
really?
Video
oh, okay.
exists, because they had us doing You Will See Libby.
Oh. Okay.
What is your favorite line of the entire series?
Wow, that's big.
Dude.
That's art. Are you my line or just any line?
I think it's entire series, like
yeah,
any line,
didn't
I think.
Say.
Period. I have always, I don't know if I can say it's my favorite, but I have always loved the line when Ben says, "No, I'm through lying," when he was still being trapped in the gun closet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
True, yeah.
Or when he's inside the closet and they're like talking about what they should do to him, and he yells from inside the door and goes, "How about we let him go?" Or something like
that. Oh, that was good. That was good. Some good old Henry Gale right there.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's going fast, isn't it?
Moving fast.
When did you know what was in the guitar case? I saw that one. When did you know?
When I read the script.
Of that episode?
Yeah.
And 5 minutes left every 5 minutes.
And I had to go and find out what an onk was.
Have you, Illyria, our Canadian, wants to know, have you ever had poutine?
Our Canadian. I fit in the guitar case, too.
Poutine, it's been kind of a thing of the weekend.
It's actually pretty good.
Is that the like, breakfast meat thing?
No, it's fries, cheese, curds, and gravy.
It's fries, cheese, curds, and gravy.
No, I mean, I've seen it on, like, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but I've never actually eaten it.
We had it this weekend. It's actually pretty good. It's not bad for a Canadian.
I've only
been
sick for about 6 hours.
Using gravy, it doesn't sound like it could be bad, really.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
Name of the island?
Island.
What is the name of the island, really?
Yeah.
It was probably the island.
Bob?
It's like on the map, it says, like, you know, Africa, Australia, the island. And there's, like, sea monsters drawn all around.
Yeah, I never thought about it. You'd think someone over the time would have given it a name.
The name is the island.
Yes. It was named Crap Hole Island.
That's true. I forgot.
Oh, man.
What is your favorite episode?
Period?
Yeah.
Probably the pilot still.
Yeah.
The pilot's pretty awesome. Although, there are two episodes that are in this season that is still to come that are really great origin stories and really great episodes on their own, which was kind of stories that I could just sit and read and enjoy almost solely as a viewer, because I didn't get to a scene that I'm in that I didn't have to, like, I kind of put myself in and imagine it. I just kind of got to just kind of read it and be like, now they're going to tell me a story. And it was really, really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, Abitarin is one of them.
Yeah, we're looking forward to
it. Yeah, we're very excited.
Ooh, why the name Hurley?
We found that out, didn't we?
No.
Not really.
No.
It was... This is the kind of where I figured out, and when I was explaining it to someone, one of the writers was visiting the time, and they were kind of nodding their head about it. Hurley was the character's name from the beginning. And then Javier Garcia Marchwatch, who used to write for our show, was one of the people at the start of Lost that all the writers had essentially a job to create an origin story of some kind. The original Hurley origin story was he was a repo man. But he's so good and charming that people end up just handing the stuff over. And he was coming back from Australia after, like, repoing a yacht of some kind. Now, the repo man line shows up later in when they asked Jack what he did for a living, and he said he was a repo man. So there's, like, certain things that get put on, like, seem like they're on a note card, and they're like, oh, yeah, repo man. We're going to use that later. like, Curly saying, I'm Spry was originally in the pilot. There's a moment when Jack is sitting there, standing on the water, and then I pop up, and he's like,
It's the science kid.
Like that. It's me. For a second. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm Spry. And that's when he tells me that, that Kate was in there with the
Marshall,
and I see that she had a gun at the time. Oh. So Hurley exists, and then we knew my character's name was Hurley, and I'm squeamish in the pilot when the Marshall's getting kind of operated on.
Right.
Yeah.
Later on, they decide Javier Marchwatch decides to make Hurley's nickname and make his real name Hugo Reyes. Kind of to add a little ethnicity to the group, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Hurley becomes only a nickname, and so we just kind of assume, due to his fear of the sight of blood, he might be a puker. And that's what I'm guessing is what they had agreed on at some point. But I don't think it's something that we're ever actually going to see.
Okay.
But it makes sense.
All right, I think that's it. I think I think we're at 6 o'clock, right?
6:01.
All right, so
let's go to 30.
We made it for the 30 hours. There we go.
Woo!
Once again, big thanks to Jorge Garcia for closing out the show.
Thanks, Jorge.
And you know,
sure, a pleasure.
It's always a blast having you on and chit-chatting about just about everything.
Look at my message board go now. Wow.
Yeah, the chats are going crazy. Can we get a final tally? Well, semi-final tally?
Yeah, because we'll be some later on.
There'll be more for the eBays and the
checks.
And the checks.
And we'll probably leave this up for a week, won't we, the donating?
I'm sorry?
We'll leave the donation. They can donate up.
For the checks, yeah. Or for everything?
I say we leave it up for a week. Not the eBay. But
not eBay, but
We should leave the donations up for till like Friday.
Next Friday, in case we don't get paid
until
next
like,
Friday?
Well, the third Friday, after the Friday show comes out, we'll give them like a day.
Okay.
People want to donate.
Okay. All right, here we go. Final tally for our 30-hour marathon podcast. Jorge, if you want to do the drum roll.
I don't have my sound thing ready.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
That mic's not on.
I can go into this one if that's easier. Okay, the PayPal donations brought in, as of right now, you can still donate, $4,118.96.
Woo-hoo.
From the Autism Speaks website, it was $10,485.56.
Cool.
From eBay, so far the auctions are bringing in a total of $5,428.51.
Wow.
Then we had a lot of cash and stuff that was brought in here in checks. And did we have any more donations from? Okay.
Yeah, 1,100.
Okay, yeah, that's. I didn't know if there was anything else from that. Okay. And then, so that means the total amount of money that we have raised today has been $22,271.03.
Wow.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Thanks, everyone. It was all you guys.
Jorge, thank you so much. You know, you've been with us on this journey since the beginning, and thank you for always being such a kind, generous person, and we look forward to seeing the final episodes
right.
of the show.
Right on.
All crying at once.
We'll all cry together.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
Yeah. the cry, it'll progressively cry go across the country. Starting the East Coast.
Starts with the East Coast. And, yeah.
The giant flood.
There'll be a rise in sea level.
We just had one more last minute donation, which just brought it up $100. So it's, hold on, I'm sorry. I just copied and pasted the wrong number. I'm so tired.
But again, Jorge, thanks for helping us out all the time. You're great.
Absolutely.
Oh, people requesting Life and Death theme? Oh, my God. We really want to go there?
Thank Beth again, too. She was great, too.
Yeah, and thanks to Beth. And
even though she cuts in line at
Disneyland, but I guess we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jorge, and then, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
All right, bye.
Enjoy your sleep.
Oh, he will. Bye.